Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. And of course, we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. You can follow us on social media. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on the gram. We've got Casey Jacobson, the FS1 college basketball analyst, joining us at the bottom of the hour. And we will get into all things NCAA tournament in about 29 minutes. So definitely keep it locked for that. But right now, it's back to the NBA and the topic that everyone around the league is talking about. And that is this juggernaut that has formed in Brooklyn. Now, they got to get healthy. Obviously, Kevin Durant, Steve Nash said he'll be out the rest of the week. Hopefully, he's back next week. You know, LaMarcus Aldridge, you're going to get him in here. Right now, you got Harden, Blake Griffin, and
Blake
Kyrie are playing. Like we said, Rob, I mean, if Blake and Aldridge can accept being role players, and if they can, and I look, they're not stupid. When they went to Brooklyn, Rob, you know they
already knew.
I ain't going in there to average 20.
Ain't no surprise. They saw the roster. What do they think? Right. Oh, yeah, I'm coming in. No. You accept that. Finish
I'm sure
out
they
this
talk
year.
To them too.
Right? Hey, let's try to win a championship. And then you could try to go somewhere else and get some more money or have a thing, but you have that in your back pocket. You know what
Absolutely.
I mean? Like there's something to that, and I get it. As in your playing career, you know, you want to finish on top once. You want to parade. You don't want to parade down Broadway in New York, Chris?
Be nice.
I think.
Be nice.
Right?
People
I've
just
covered,
getting,
I've covered
just
a couple
being
allowed, of them.
I have to. The Canyon of Heroes.
Yes.
The Yankees.
Yep. Dude, you've covered
Did you
it.
Cover 96? Or no, yep. 98?
Yeah. I was there in 96.
I covered 98.
I was there in 96. I was at Newsday. I covered 96.
I covered 99.
I was there for the Mets parade in 1986, Chris. I covered that.
98.
And to see the paper coming down from all the tall buildings in Manhattan, it is a spectacle, a ticker tape
parade. But in Brooklyn, I don't know that they give them a parade. They're not really feeling the Nets.
Nah, they would get one. You don't think they would get
Brooklyn,
one?
Brooklyn, I guess. No, I'm just playing.
Nah, they would get one. In New York, they'd get one.
But even, and our buddy, we had him, he's been on the show with us live. He was on, last week? Leon, the actor Leon Robinson, but Leon, everybody calls him, he's known as Leon. Big basketball fan, has some, remember that, Rob, some great Michael Jordan stories. He was a player. He played D1 before he started acting. And he texted me this weekend after Aldridge made his decision and was
what'd he say?
Even as a New Yorker, this is ridiculous.
Right. He was like, this is over the top.
Right. And our buddy Stephen A., you know, he's gone off on the Nets. Rob, here's what I want to ask you, and it's being bandied about on Twitter, and you know, some people are going at KD, and he's actually gone back and forth with some people as is he's want to do. But they're saying that this, even if the Nets win, because they are so stacked, that it won't help Durant's, like, you know, they're basically saying it won't matter. We won't count those rings. Of course they count, but you know what people are saying.
So let me figure this out. So Durant comes back, balls out, and is the finals MVP. I'm just giving you a scenario, Chris.
Right.
Beats LeBron and AD and Drummond and beats those guys in four games or five games, and he's the MVP, and it's not going to count? Come on. Stop. Who's saying it ain't going to count?
Well, I mean, you know, that's a figure of speech, but they're basically they won't erase the reputation or the image or the stench, whatever you want to call it, that people put on him sometimes. We know the great Walt Frazier said there's an asterisk by KD's championships. And people are saying this won't erase that. Oh, we thought he went to Brooklyn because he wanted to lead his own team, you know, and now look at this crew. Here's what I say. The championships will count, and I'm going to say the same thing I said when he went to Golden State. For all those people killing him and that killed him back then, I said this. I said, look, in a couple years, when he's got two championships and at least one finals MVP.
Is that what
he ended
you
up
said?
With two.
You said
yeah.
that, huh?
I said on SportsCenter debating with Stephen A.
Yep.
And I said, look, y'all going to be praising him because I saw it happen with LeBron, right? The people killed LeBron and then he wins and, oh, he's the GOAT, he's this, he's that. And it's going to be the same thing with Durant. And so I get that the team is got a lot of talent, but you can't take these championships away from him. Here's what I would say, Rob. So the championships will count. What if they win the next two? So he'll have four. I mean, that's huge for him. But
big time.
What
big
I
time.
Would say is this. There won't be a demotion. You know, nobody's demoting Durant. We agree he's a top 15-ish player of all time already. That won't – winning, even with this squad, will not take that away. What I'll say, Rob, is this. And you know, we talk about this all the time. When we're comparing the all-time greats, we nitpick. And so when you are comparing Durant to someone else, a Larry Bird or whoever, when you nitpick, people will say, well, he never, if you know, we'll see what happens this year as it plays out. But this could work against him in that regard. This, I believe, will make it harder for him to move up in the quote-unquote rankings. It's all mythical and subjective.
Right. The only way I think it'll be harder
for him to move up.
Only way I think he wouldn't be is if Harden's the finals MVP. Do you know what I mean? Like that's the caveat to me, Chris. Like, say they win the next two, and I'm just giving you hypotheticals. Kyrie's the MVP this year and Harden's the MVP next year. I think that's where he doesn't gain anything. If they win two championships and he's the best player on an organization that had never won, this ain't joining the 73 when Warriors, who had already won before you got there. And, well, and I get it.
Right.
The Nets have never won anything. So if he would have carried his organization to a championship this year, or maybe even two next year too, and he's the MVP.
He's not going to carry him, though.
But he's the MVP
in
the finals.
Leading scorer.
That's what I'm saying. And he's that guy. I don't know how you could take that. Because he would have won four championships, Chris, in how many years? Six? Because he was hurt last year, right? And lost the third year. Four championships.
Three, yeah.
Say,
if they
four
win,
and
say
six
the next
years.
Two.
Right?
Right. But here's what I'll say.
And he won all four MVPs.
You put more into finals MVP
no,
than
I'm just
I
saying,
do.
I do. I just think because Michael Jordan won all six, I think that's impressive. Because, Chris, it's not always somebody can win one. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't just automatic the best player.
Right.
Iguodala won one. That's my point is that if
Cedric
it was
Maxwell.
Just. Right. If it was just the best player, then Steph would have won it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it ain't. So it says a little something. When you win the finals MVP, to me.
I here's kind of to illustrate my point. When he and Kyrie went to Brooklyn, if that was the team that they went to the playoffs with, and, you know, they got Caris LeVert and the role players and all that, who they traded for Harden. If that team won the next two, Rob, there'd be no denying KD. You know what I'm saying? Like, it would be like, okay, where are we going to rank this guy? Because now, not only did he win it with Golden State and was the best player MVP twice in the finals, but now he has shown you that he can lead a team, his own team, to the NBA championship. And that would be different than if they win it now. And I'm not going to take away from him if they win it now. It's still a great accomplishment. And like I said, Magic's teams were stacked. Bird's teams were stacked. You know, a lot of these teams that won championships were stacked, most of them. And so that I'm not going to penalize Durant when you don't penalize these other guys. But you see what I'm saying? It would, just like LeBron's championship in Cleveland meant more than the ones in Miami.
I agree with that. Won, now, that championship there was definitely, just because of the Miami thing was over the top as well. You know, like they
well,
they
it like this, yeah. So if he had won it just with Kyrie, it would have been bigger than winning it with this crew. But here's the other thing, Robin. I'll throw this at you. You brought up Harden, and we've talked about him for MVP.
Harden says he's the MVP
right
now.
Right. I was surprised he came.
I was surprised
more because of his teammates.
Yes,
like Kyrie
like,
might be
MVP.
Thinking, Kyrie might be thinking he's the MVP for all we know. But what I think, if anything that could be hurting Durant's legacy, and I'm not saying it is at this point, but there is kind of becoming a real question. We've all said, and I said it this morning, Durant's the best player on the team.
Yep.
With him sitting out, and Harden doing what he's doing. And let's not forget Harden's gaudy numbers in Houston. Harden did everything in Houston that Durant did in Oklahoma City.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So now, and to your point, what if Harden, Durant comes back, they all play great. You know, they're all averaging over 24 points a game. But Harden is the engine. Harden is doing what he's been doing. And he's maybe the MVP of the season, finals MVP.
No, that would take away from him.
Right.
Oh, absolutely. Because
now it looks like, we still have not seen KD lead his own team. You know what I'm saying?
No, that would be fair. If Harden wins the MVP and finals MVP, it'd be hard to be talking about Kevin Durant's the best player on the team. It just would be. He might have the best, you know, you might.
Let me ask you this. If
you know
Harden
what I mean?
Like,
I couldn't.
Right. If Harden. Now, Durant might be. Because let's see how these next few years play out. He might be historically the best player on the team.
I know what you mean, ranking, but you couldn't say him now, that he's the best player now.
At this moment, right. Now, I don't think Harden's going to win it. I'll probably vote for him. You know, we'll see how things play out. But you're seeing, Rob, a lot of these rankings, a lot of the media who vote, they seem to be holding Houston. Because we have Vinny Vinny last week, and he said he wouldn't vote for Harden because of what happened in Houston.
I think Vinny's short-sighted. I think writers who do that, I got an issue with that.
I agree with you, but they might do it.
No, I know. I just don't. And I always, Chris, you know me, I always point to the baseball writers, and I know it's different about Bonds, but you can't deny talent and what somebody's doing. The award is supposed to be the best player. If the Nets have won 17, what have they won, 17 of 20, you're telling me that if they rip off, Chris, 20 of the next 21 and they're 30, you know, right. they play 40
they're
games
eight,
and they lost four,
ahead of the
you know what I mean? Like
East,
you're going right. to sit there and go, that like, that's not the best play, and he led the way? Dude,
I can't
get with that.
As long as he plays enough games, I get it. Because even if you want to hold it against him, okay, he dogged it for five games and still put up decent numbers, but okay. But what he's done in these other games, and I can't even hold the first three games in Houston against him because he balled out.
Right. You know what I mean? Like what the pace that they're playing at, and they're only going to get better. Like, you know, like right. I think they're only going to get better, Chris. How can
so
you get better than 17 out of 20?
Let me ask you this. If Harden doesn't win the regular season MVP – but, you know, wins the finals MVP. And just is clearly playing great. Because he does more than KD. You know what I mean? KD's going to score. But Harden's the straw that stirs the drink, I think. You know, he's the one, his unselfishness is contagious. He's passing the ball, getting everybody in their spots, and then giving you big points when you need it. If he's doing that, would be interesting too for Durant. And you, again, I'm not going to hold it against KD. I'm just going to say he won't be moving up the all-time list necessarily.
No, I can see that.
If things go that way. That's
yeah,
all I'm saying.
I can see that. All right. 877-99 on Fox.
877-996-6369. All right, this is the big talk on Twitter. What do you say? Is KD, does this super team, I mean, having this stacked crew, in Brooklyn, does this hurt his legacy? Even if they win it, is this stuff hurting his legacy? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, the Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Magic City Monday. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And Rob, the Houston Cougars are about to punch their ticket to the Final Four. They're up 30
right?
seconds left, yeah, on Oregon State. It's basically over. They're up six.
Okay.
It'd be almost a miracle if they don't win this. Who was your Final Four? Yeah, Michigan.
You know what? I don't even have my sheet. I got to remember. I'm trying to remember. I think I had Texas Tech. What did I have?
You had Georgia Tech, I think.
Georgia Tech. I did have Georgia Tech.
So you did it like the old ladies in the office pool?
Yeah, I wasn't like, you know, like, because I wanted to do some different schools or whatever, but Michigan was the one. I knew I was going to get them there, you know, Chris. But
look, no matter how bad everything else is, if you get Michigan – man,
oh, yeah.
You have
I could win.
Rights. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
All right. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Does this super team hurt KD's legacy?
An old timer, but a good timer, Mr. Trucker Don in Boston.
Wow.
You're on the
Odd
Couple Fox
time,
Sports Radio.
Bro,
what's up, Trucker Don?
Give it to us.
Yes, sir.
Whoop. There it is.
How you been?
What's going on? Oh, real good, guys. Real good.
Good.
Just sitting back and chilling. You guys are getting too popular for me. I can never get into you anymore.
Oh, man. Everybody keeps saying that. It's like crazy now. I know. But we appreciate you. You know that.
Oh, I hear you. I appreciate it, you guys, as much. So, yeah, you're talking about KD. You know, all he can do is what he can do. And when he wins another championship with the cast that's around him, because they're building for that, and you know, all you can do is tip your hat. I mean, it's that simple.
I honestly think, and I may be wrong, I don't think KD cares anymore, Rob.
No.
I really don't think he cares what people say. He's just like, look, I'm just trying to win.
He's won already, Chris, a couple times. He won the finals MVP. I'm just saying because he doesn't. And he how can you look at that and go like, oh, well, you know, this career. No, this is a chance. He has a chance to walk away from the league with four or five championships. How many guys can say that?
Nah, look, and that's un-poo-pooable.
It is unpoo-pooable. That's a good word right there.
I'm the poo-poo king. As much as he, you got to rack that unpoo-pooable.
Well, guys, I know that we got
unpoo-pooable.
I know that we got calls to get to, but I don't understand how you can say that he doesn't care. Because we just saw over the weekend, we were doing it as a topic, but we got so much stuff to get to, we didn't have time.
What, because he answered back to Shannon?
Shannon Sharp just floated this out with an interview with Jamal Crawford, so the audience we're talking about. Does Kevin Durant receive the same hate LeBron did? And it's a picture of LeBron's Heatles versus Kevin Durant's Nets team. And KD commented underneath it, says, "You've been crying on national TV for 5 years, Shannon. What kind of question is that? Hashtag not my uncle."
I love so, it. I love the not my uncle hashtag. I like that.
How can you say he doesn't care about what people think about him at this
point? This is why I'm going to say it. From my correspondence with KD, even this season, you know, just DMing and
remember,
and all
they don't
that.
Again, text on not the texting.
Phone. Right.
Not
we're
texting.
Not America. Calling, not texting.
It's the DM.
He be getting in my DMs. He really does. Okay. He be all getting in my DMs. But I think that he just grew up on social media and likes going back at people. Because here's why I say that. If it really bothered him, it might impact his play. That you, Rob, you know this being in New York. Some guys, it bothers and they can't perform to the and best they, of their ability.
Yes.
KD goes out there and balls. Now, yeah, I think, now look, I don't know. Maybe it does bother him. But to me, he just enjoys the, he's shared this with me. He enjoys the back and forth. That's
what
he said.
It's a part of, yeah, it's a part of what he is, right.
I mean, that's, you know.
All right, let's do Jabari in Michigan. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jabari?
Hey, Rob, Chris. Yeah, thanks for having me for the show once again. But, I wanted to talk about this. I got to admit, man, like, I really feel like it is going to hurt his legacy. And here's the reason why. Because at the end of the day, if he wins a title, or let's say he wins two or three, everyone's going to say the same thing that he didn't go and say. Like, man, he had this stacked team. Yeah, but how much did he really lead or carry? And also, here's another thing, too. Chris, Rob, you know this. It's not about how many championships you win, but who you beat and how you beat them at the same time. And say what you want. To me, I think that Dirk Nowitzki's one championship, it gets more credit than KD's back-to-back.
Stop. I don't believe that.
Okay, go ahead.
The Vinny Lakers, OKC, and Miami Heat? Come on now.
I'll give you this. It might mean more than those two in Golden State. I'm willing to give you that. But if he wins, say, two more here in Brooklyn,
yes,
that franchise is going to outweigh that one. Yeah, that's going to. But I'll give it. But here's the thing. Nobody ranks Dirk ahead of KD. I mean, KD, Rob, as much as people want to put an asterisk by his name and he gets some hate, people still recognize how great Kevin Durant is.
No doubt about it.
And they attach those championships to it. That's the only thing he's got over James Harden. But because of that, people give him more credit than Harden at this point.
Yep, I agree with that. Let's go to Wayne real quick in Richmond, Virginia. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Wayno?
What's going on, fellas? Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate y'all.
Yep.
So to me, like y'all kind of hit on it earlier, right? If James Harden, you know, he keeps on showing out, it's going to be hard to give it to KD. But then again, right, if KD has the higher stats, right, let's be real, right, Steph could have won
an MVP.
He's
going to average more points.
Right.
You know what I mean? We're talking about in the finals, though.
But
because KD can't win nothing for the regular season.
If KD averages 27 and 6 or 7 rebounds and Harden averages 24 and 11 in the finals, Harden could get it.
He could, but look at Steph Curry. He definitely should have got it, but Iggy did.
Right. Yeah, it's something.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's one of those things. I feel like if KD balls out just in the finals and gets another finals MVP, then, yes, it'll add more clout to his, you know, acumen so far. But
yeah, and you know what?
The day,
other argument
is, Steph got it and James Harden got it. You know what I mean? It's still going to be, you know, tainted to me.
Yeah, but also, it'll be another.
In that regard, like, his own team. Golden State, even though he was the best player, wasn't his team. And this could end up being Harden's team.
And the other thing, too, is say just happenstance, again, hypothetical, Chris, Harden doesn't play well in the finals and KD, right?
Good point.
Right? Think about that. Don't tell me that wouldn't elevate. Hey, Harden got him all the way there, but who closed the deal? KD closed the deal. Chris, that wouldn't that elevate him?
No, that would be big. And we've seen Harden struggle at big moments. Right. So if he does it again, the thing is, it could be Kyrie.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Kyrie ain't going to. But yeah, I hear you. Yeah. No, you're right.
But you're if
KD's the one hitting the big buckets in a big game, yeah, I'll give you that in the finals. Right. No doubt. All right. The Odd Couple, we got Casey Jacobson, the FS1 college basketball analyst, coming up.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right. Thank you, Brian. We are the Odd Couple, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We're honored to have our next guest in. He's an FS1 college basketball analyst, our man Casey Jacobson. Casey, welcome to the Odd Couple.
Chris and Rob, thanks for having me on, man. It's a pleasure to be on with you guys in the best months of the calendar year.
No doubt about it.
It's great to have you, man, for sure. And obviously, Houston just made it to the Final Four. What a lot of people thought they'd get there, I think this is the first time. Is this the first time since Phi Slam Ajama, probably, that they've been this far? What were you? Are you surprised that they got there? And if not, what did you really like about this team coming into the tournament?
Yeah, I have to be honest. I'm a little surprised. I didn't have them in my bracket. Now, Houston's a 2 seed, so it's not like a huge surprise.
Right.
But they play a certain brand of basketball that can be described, if you want to. If you're playing against them, it's ugly. What Houston does so well is miss shots and go get them. And that's exactly what they did again tonight against Oregon State. Houston had 19 offensive rebounds. This Houston Cougar team has been amongst the best defensively the entire country. So you know defense travels no matter who they're playing or where they're playing them. They're going to be in the game. The question for me is always, is this Houston team going to make enough shots? They're going to score enough points. And they were in the same bracket as Illinois, who I thought was playing fantastic basketball.
Yeah, Final Four.
Yeah, so when Illinois got knocked off, Houston had to be smiling from ear to ear. They played double-digit seeds this entire way, which has been a nice little break for them.
I picked Michigan to win the championship, and when Livers was out, a lot of people jumped off of Michigan thinking that would hurt them. Are you surprised where Michigan is and the chance that it has to get to the Final Four and even maybe play for the championship?
No, not surprised at all. I'm super happy for Juwan Howard. He and I were teammates briefly in Houston when I was with the Rockets for a little bit. But what he's done with this team is truly remarkable. Michigan is one of the few teams in the field that I really don't see a weakness, guys. I mean, we could talk about Gonzaga doesn't have a weakness. Baylor, to me, doesn't really have a weakness, although interior scoring can sometimes be an issue with them. Michigan is a complete basketball team. I mean, they play inside out with Hunter Dickinson, their 7-foot-1 freshman guy. And, yeah, I know Isaiah Livers was key. He was a go-to scorer. He's an upperclassman. But, man, I mean, they got pros on Michigan, and they play so well together, and they play both sides of the ball. So not a surprise to me at all. It is a surprise who they're playing, though, fellas. Like, UCLA, say what now? Come on.
Right.
That's crazy.
Well, Casey, and you mentioned it earlier about Juwan, watching that game yesterday, and even their games just throughout the tournament, it stands out to me how well coached they are. And I'm not just saying that to gas up Juwan, but he has done a remarkable job because I don't feel like they're that athletic. You know, right. Florida State clearly was more athletic, especially without Livers, but Florida State was more athletic. But they just look better coached to me, what he's done at Michigan.
That's a good point. And he's made it look easy. Now, he had Phil Martelli on his bench. He's got Howard Eisley on his bench. That staff is really impressive. So Juwan deserves a lot of credit, but he doesn't deserve all of it, right? And, you know, remember last year, they lost their starting point guard, Xavier Simpson, who graduated, and John Teske, who graduated. And I was wondering, how are they going to replace those two guys? Well, Hunter Dickinson has been probably the most surprising freshman in the entire country as far as college basketball is concerned.
Right.
And then Mike Smith has done way better than I thought, because Mike Smith is their 5'11 point guard who was averaging like 23 points a game at Columbia last year, and he's taken a lesser role, a more distributing role, and done it really well. That is credit to Mike Smith and also to the coaches for convincing him that, hey, you need to sacrifice for the betterment of this team.
And what about Los Angeles, which is already championship town, the Dodgers, yeah, the Lakers, the Rams went to the Super Bowl, and we look up and they got two college basketball teams from Los Angeles in the Elite Eight. How great is that?
It's incredible. If you're a young player, whether you play basketball, football, baseball, hockey, yep, whatever, move to L.A. and it's on. Like, the UCLA and USC are just one game away from playing against, yep, each other in the Final Four.
Incredible.
Like, when you put it like that, guys, it's crazy. But then you flip over the other side of the coin and it's USC has to beat Gonzaga, the number one team in the country. And then UCLA has to beat Michigan, a team with no weaknesses. So when you put it like that, it sounds like an almost impossible task, but I'm still super excited about watching those two teams compete.
Is USC the kryptonite to Gonzaga with all the height, or no? Am I misreading?
Okay. It's a fair question, Rob, and here's what I'll say. I think it's going to be interesting. I don't think Gonzaga is going to blow them out. Here's what you need to look out for. Like, we know Gonzaga is the best offense in the country, right? That's been proven. But Gonzaga is not the best three-point shooting team. It's not what they do best. What they actually do best is inside the arc. They score. Mm-hmm. They drive at you. They go at you in transition, and they feed through Timmy. Now, conversely, USC, the best thing that they do, they're number one in the country at defending inside the arc.
They
only allow their opponents to shoot 41.5% inside the arc. So here's what you look out for. Can USC, with Evan Mobley, Isaiah White, can they guard Drew Timmy without double teaming and just say, okay, hey, you want to throw the ball into Drew Timmy? We're going to play you and we're going to shut off the water of everybody else. That's something that no other teams really could even consider when they play Gonzaga. USC can do it, and now they just have to make three-point shots as well, because when you play Gonzaga, you have to score with them as well.
Casey, I saw two freshmen. We all know about Cade Cunningham and all that, but I saw two freshmen over the weekend who I felt, and one is really talented and one isn't, but they both look like pros to me. The one, Scotty Barnes, the freshman, yep, at Florida State. I mean, that kid looks great. Tell me about him. But then this other kid, Devontae Davis at Arkansas, who hit the game-winning shot against Oral Roberts, he impressed me too, just his athleticism, his instincts. Tell me about those two as far as the next level.
Well, first with Scotty Barnes, I hear what you're saying. I feel like Scotty Barnes is one of those players who is going to be better in the pros than he is,
right,
in college, because his numbers really don't jump off at you. Scotty Barnes played at Montverde Academy, right? Won a national championship. He's used to playing with stars around him, and he's like a fill-in-the-gaps guy, a 6'8 point forward who can also, like, versatile defender. And name me an NBA organization that couldn't use a, right, Scotty Barnes. You know, it's crazy what he can do. But, yeah, and then you mentioned Devontae Davis. You know, what's interesting about Devontae, he's 6'3", but he's not a three-point shooter. It's one thing. He only attempted 11 threes. Now, he, wow, does pretty much everything else on the court really well. He's fast. He's athletic. He can get to the basket against anybody, but he was only 2 for 11 from three.
Yeah, yeah, so 11 threes, that's nothing.
Yeah. In today's NBA, yeah, you got to do better than that. So hopefully somebody's telling him that over the summer.
Yeah, you got to get his number. We should text him.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So before you go, Casey, what was your pick in the championship game, you know, before it started, and who you got now?
Yeah, so my Final Four was Gonzaga, Baylor. It was Illinois, so those are my three number one seeds. And then I had Alabama, because I thought Alabama, they were my favorite 3-and-D team, right? They rain threes on your head, and they also D you up. But, UCLA made them look pedestrian. So I still think, guys, that Gonzaga and Baylor are the two best teams in the country. They have been all year. They've both gone through COVID pauses. They were both supposed to play each other on December 5th. That game was supposed to be in Indianapolis, as you two remember, and it got canceled. And so I think it would be poetic justice in a weird year to have that game be played in April in Indy. Those are the two best teams.
All right, there it is. Our man Casey Jacobson, FS1 College Basketball Analyst.
Thanks,
great
Casey.
Stuff, Casey, man. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks, guys. Have a good week.
Yep. You too. All right, brother. We'll see you. All right, the Nets aren't the only team that benefited from the buyout market. Rob G's L.A. Lakers got better, too. That's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. And we are wrapping up a Magic City Monday. Heavy NBA. A little bit of NFL, but heavy NBA. A little boxing or MMA, too. Teddy Atlas dropped a bomb, Rob. Francis Ngannou versus Mike Tyson?
Yeah, he put it out there.
I'm scared that these old dudes might get hurt. And I definitely don't want to see Tyson fight Ngannou.
I know. I don't want to see Tyson fight anymore, to be honest. I'm good. I've seen him. I've seen him in his heyday when people were petrified across the ring from him, Chris, before they even fought.
Yeah. He won a lot of fights by dudes
before he even threw any punches.
No question about it. But let's go to the NBA. We've been talking about the Nets adding Blake Griffin and LaMarcus Aldridge in the buyout season, now that people are calling it. And the Lakers got better too, Rob, I think. Andre Drummond. We've been wondering, you know, who was going to get him. And he goes to the Lakers. We know he's an 18-point, 14-rebound guy. And I do think the Lakers got better. In fact, Rob, I think they got so much better. Now, you know, I had them in the West anyway. But I think now they're the prohibitive favorites. We're assuming everybody's healthy. They're the prohibitive favorites.
I was going to say, yeah, you're taking a big assumption there. Right, right.
I mean, obviously, if AD or LeBron isn't near 100%, they don't have a chance.
Right, they're dead in the water. Yeah. I would agree with that.
But I do think they got better with Andre Drummond. And so that was a good get for them.
Ask you, in this next stretch, Chris, of games, you know, like we were looking at it, we were predicting maybe in this 15-game stretch, the Lakers might win two or three games because, you know, without their two big stars. So will Drummond stem the tide? Will he help them win four or five games instead? You know what I mean? Is he worth two or three or four games? Or are they just going to be what they are, even with him?
Good question. Rob G already owes me chicken wings.
Rob G, what do you think? I'm curious.
I bet they win at least two games their next 15, and they did.
Yeah, they very much, Chris, lucked out with Colin Sexton getting hurt.
That's
and then Orlando trading all of their top players.
I was the only one that knew the schedule.
Oh, you knew that Orlando was going to trade all their good players?
Sources told me.
The only person that didn't trade was Mickey Mouse down there. Everybody else got set down.
Yeah, they needed to keep the minimum roster, so Mickey Mouse had to stay.
Now, to answer your question, look, I think he makes them better. I mean, look, the dude has not won big. We know that. He's been to the playoffs twice in 9 years.
Right.
He's never won a playoff game. So I'm not – his numbers, we talked about this last week, he's somewhat of a dinosaur. You know, remember Hassan Whiteside put up huge numbers, you know, similar numbers actually to Drummond. And he's a guy that's, you know, he's kind of an also-ran at this point. You know, he's solid. He can help you in certain ways.
Right. But I'm just saying, if he can at least stem the tide, maybe win two or three more games than they would have, that would be good. Anything would help.
I think they'll win a couple games. I mean, look, they're not horrible. They're still playing very good defense. Their problem is offense. He can give them extra possessions with his rebounding, and we know he can score inside. So, yeah, I think they'll win a couple of games. They probably won't fall. I mean, look, they're only – what Rob G, at this point, were they a game and a half up on sixth place Portland? Fifth place Denver, sixth place Portland. So they don't have much room for error. But remember, these other teams behind them have to keep winning. So I don't see them falling any lower than, say, seventh. But
they're not going to fall out of it. No, that's
the big
happen.
Thing will be what Drummond can give them when they're at full force. And I think you give them a lot of what they lost when Dwight Howard went elsewhere. So that's good. But remember, there were series and games where you just didn't play Howard very much. And I think that'll be the case with Drummond at times, too.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. And if they get back, there's no doubt you could utilize him, clog up the paint, right?
Yep.
Grab some rebounds. He can do that very well. And he'll put some points in for you. So I agree. That's a good pickup. It didn't cost him any money. Didn't cost him any players. It's a great move. And I think that they had to make that move. I do.
I agree. Like, had they not gotten him, I don't even think they'd have a prayer against Brooklyn, you know, assuming Brooklyn fits together well and they're healthy. But now they got a shot. I mean, Brooklyn, I think, would be the favorite. Because if Brooklyn gets to the finals, Rob, that means they're playing well. You know what I mean?
Right.
They're still feeling each other.
No, if you're in the finals, you would have had to have played well to get there.
Exactly. And then I think the Lakers will have trouble with them. But, you know, Drummond gives them a better chance. That's for sure. So let's just hope everybody gets healthy, you know, and that we can see a magnificent finals or playoffs. Because, you know, the Clippers, that's your pick. I think the Lakers definite favorites. But, you know, the Clippers are good. They got Rondo, so they've improved as well. All right, iCouple, keep it locked. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon are next. Peace!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.